Stepneyall Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Welcome back to another Stepneyall Saints Radio broadcast, number 6. This broadcast is dedicated to how to be exam stressed and how we can move forward as a community. This brings me on to the poem. To the people of the world, nature has shaken us, awakened us. We are spending needlessly, we are wasting needlessly, we are traveling needlessly. To the young people of the world, the time has come for thanks. Thank you to the frontline workers who've been our lifeline. Together we can create a better future, a future of caring for ourselves and others, a future of caring for the less fortunate in our communities, a future of caring for our planet. It's time to act. Dear leaders of the world, coronavirus has stopped the clock. Listen to the young people of Stepneyall Saints and the world, standing together. Act now and be responsible for our future. The world has awakened. Now you must wake up too. Thank you for listening.
Culture.
To help you stay calm and confident right before and during the exam, perform relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, relaxing your muscles one at a time, or closing your eyes and imagining a positive outcome. Don't forget to eat and drink. Your brain needs fuel to function.
Golden opportunities.
Let's find out what golden opportunities are happening in school this week.
On Mondays, we have Art Theory Club and Year 9 Badminton. On Tuesdays, we have Year 7 Theatre Company, Year 10 Maths Catch-Up, and Year 8 Football from 3 to 4. Fridays, we have Year 7 Trampolining. And also, don't forget to enter the creative writing competition called I Am Not Alone. The deadline is the 28th of May 2021.
It's Miss Hall here, and I'm with Layla and Jessica, and we're talking about golden opportunities and clubs that you can do around school. Layla, what clubs are you doing at the moment?
I'm doing sports, drama and music, and I think they're very interesting because you can meet new people and you can like achieve things you never knew you could.
That's lovely. And you do those after school, do you?
Yeah, and it's not long and you don't have to stay the full hour, and only if you go there for maybe like half an hour or just a little bit, so you can see new people, just meet and feel that experience.
Jessica, what clubs are you doing?
So I am doing drama, and it's on every Tuesday, and I love drama because we do interesting things, and I'm with my favourite drama teacher, Miss Hall.
Oh, thank you. And Layla, what did you do in drama club today?
We acted out a scene, but it weren't sort of scripted. We just made up with our imagination, and it was interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Music Meister.
Kyra in Year 9, composition.
Thoughts from Year 9 about their recent exams.
I found it really challenging, but as before we did the exams, it was very stressful. But when you sat them down, they were you had to clear your head, and it felt more relieving.
The exams itself was pretty stressful, but I think we both got like enough time to work and study enough. And I think it was really helpful when teachers put up the topics on Google Classroom.
I think the preparation was really stressful, but once you got your head down and did the actual exam, it was all right.
Have you got any advice for the Year 11s who are doing their real GCSE exams very soon?
Try not to stress yourself out before going into exams, because remember, you've worked for this all your lives and you know how you will do, and as long as you have your own motives, you'll be just fine.
Don't stress and you should be proud of any achievements or progress you've done, because like staying up until you feel like you're going to pass out isn't going to necessarily help you with studying, because you're losing sleep and getting your energy is really important.
Just at the end of the day, the effort you put in now will help you. So just put as much effort as you can. You will get good results.
Love, you're learning.
Hi, this is a nephew, and I'm finding out what year 8s are learning at the moment. I'm now with Yasin from 8.7. So Yasin, what are you learning so far?
In science, I'm learning about space and gravity. Did you know that it would take 12,000 years in a rocket to get to the nearest star from the sun?
Wow, that's very interesting. And now I'm with Isan from 8.7.
In English, we are studying Macbeth, and we have just met the witches who tell Macbeth he will become king. I find it mysterious.
Thank you for tuning in.
Culture Vulture.
What is Ramadan?
Ramadan is one of the 12 months in the Islamic calendar.
The dates are based on the lunar cycle, so they change each year. Ramadan is the 9th month, and the name is said to mean burning, scorching heat in Arabic, as it usually falls within a particularly hot time of year in that part of the world.
It was during the month that the Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad by Allah. It is a month of fasting during the daylight hours, from the early hours before dawn right through to sunset.
Fasting means abstaining from food, drink, smoking, swearing, gossip, or other sinful acts during daylight hours. Meals are served in the early hours before dawn and again at sunset.
The meal before dawn is called suhoor. The one at sunset is known as iftar. Muslims believe that Ramadan teaches them to practice self-discipline, self-control, sacrifice, and empathy for those who are less fortunate, and encouraging actions of generosity and compulsory charity.
Oh, now I know what Ramadan is.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Music Meister.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we have a composition from Musa in Year 11.
Pleasure.
Hello, my name's Miss Lording, and I enjoy reading all kinds of books, from audiobooks to graphic novels. At the moment, I'm reading a book called IQ by Joe Eday. It's a modern-day Sherlock Holmes, but set in one of LA's toughest neighbourhoods. Isaiah Quintabe uses his blistering intellect to solve crimes that the LAPD ignores.
Hello listeners, it's Anissa, I'm here today and I'm going to interview 2 Year 8s that love reading for pleasure. And now let's move on to Heidi. So Heidi, what books have you been reading and what do you like about them?
I have been reading Echo Mountain, Invader Sim comic series, David Walliams and Harry Potter books.
So which ones will you recommend to our listeners?
I would recommend David Walliams' Gangster Granny and Bad Dad and the Harry Potter series, which you can get from the library.
Okay, now let's interview Tiskeen about what she likes.
I like Gangster Granny because it's funny, and in English we're reading Macbeth.
Now I'm going to recommend books that I have read. So I've read like Harry Potter series, Land of Stories, Narnia, Mary Poppins, Tom Gates,
Disney Twisted Tales, Echo Mountain, and Girl Who Speaks Bear, and these books are all for all ages, and you'll find them in our local Stepney library. Thank you for listening.
And with Miss Krysilov. Miss Krysilov, what are you reading for pleasure?
Hi, Miss Hall. I've just started reading for my book club, Clara and the Sun. It's by Kajuro Ishiguro, who is a Nobel Prize winner. And I'm only on page 18, so I'm just going to read you the back of what it says it's about. From her place in the store, Clara, an artificial friend with outstanding observational qualities, watches carefully the behavior of those who come in to browse and those who pass in the street outside. She remains hopeful a customer will choose her, but when the possibility emerges that her circumstances may change forever, Clara is warned not to invest too much in the promises of humans. So this book is about artificial intelligence, it's about changing modern world, and the main question it's wondering is, what does it mean to love? Can only humans love? Can artificial intelligence love? And you'll have to catch up with me in a week to see what I think.
Culture Vulture!
Wednesday, 21st of April, a big step forward towards justice for George Floyd. But we can't stop here. There are many bad things happening in the black community. We have witnessed black men, black women, black people that are part of the LGBTQ plus community, black Muslims, dying at the hands of police officers because of their corrupted idea of black people. But one thing I must make clear is that no matter your age, your race, your religion, we can all help. Staying silent isn't helping. Black Lives Matter is a movement, not a trend. And racism isn't just insulting or killing black people. There's so much more to it. But you can help by signing petitions, spreading the word, helping black businesses, so on. We can fight this together.
Performing platform.
This is now Nashua in year 11 singing Read All About It.
You've got the worst to change a nation, but your body, it's on. You've spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how are we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You've got a heart as loud as lions, so why let your voice be tame? Baby, we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. We've got the light to fight the shadows, so stop hiding it away. Come on, come on. I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream to the world, dry out. So put it in all of the papers, I'm not afraid, they can.
Big up Stepney All Saints.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio.
We'll be broadcasting every 2 weeks.
Stay tuned.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Bringing the community together.